This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with three episodes of the podcast you may have missed with stories from our latest best-selling books about cats and dogs.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I've got stories for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. This new bestseller was put together because we get so many stories about the magic that cats bring to the lives of their humans. Cats show us how to be better people. If we rescued them, they rescue us back. And they make us laugh, they keep us company. And they can also help us heal or persevere or step outside our comfort zones. They're also great role models for resilience and fortitude and loyalty. And loyalty is what we're talking about today. Loyalty with a little surprise thrown in. In our first story, Jessica Reed tells us that she had been feeding 38 stray cats on her street. She loved them all, but she did have a favorite, a gigantic yellow cat with blue eyes who she named Butterball. Often, Butterball would try to jump in her car when she arrived home, or he would try to get inside her house. She wished she could adopt him, but she wasn't allowed to have a cat where she lived. Jessica took really good care of all those stray cats. One by one, she trapped them, had them neutered or spayed, and then released them. This reduced the number of new kittens, but still, week after week, she fed that large group of cats. Most of them were feral and skittish, but not Butterball. He would stick around for head scratches, purring loudly. He was always accompanied by a small calico cat who was not as friendly as he was, but she did allow Jessica to touch her. Then Jessica bought her own house. The cats watched as she started moving her things out. She still fed them every night, but the cats seemed to be anxious. Butterball would try to get in extra cuddles, and Jessica even found him planted among the moving boxes as if he wanted to go wherever they were going. Finally, Jessica was finished with moving everything. She was worried about how all the cats would make it through the winter in upstate New York, so she got a group of friends together to catch all the strays and take them to a no-kill shelter. All except Butterball. She intended to take him to her new home. When she came back to get Butterball after the other cats were safely moved to the shelter, he jumped in the car, but then jumped right back out again and walked off toward the bushes. And there stood that little calico cat. And then Jessica understood. Butterball wasn't going anywhere without his friend. She gently picked up the calico and put her in the car, and then Butterball jumped in. The two cats shared the cat bed in Jessica's new home. When Jessica posted photos of them online, she was surprised by the comments of one of her former neighbors at her old house. This neighbor knew all about the stray cats and how Jessica had cared for them. Here's what she wrote to Jessica online after seeing the photos of Butterball and his friend, the calico cat. "I am so glad that you took in the big cat. I remember when he was born. I see you took his mama too." So Jessica ended up adopting a cat and his very special companion, his mom. And in another story in our new cat book, Carlene Forwell tells us about another cat with a special friend. Carlene was away at college and she was lonely, so she decided to get a cat. She found a family that was looking for a home for their Maine Coon, a huge, fluffy polydactyl cat. Carlene and her new pal, a sumo, adjusted to each other pretty quickly. The big cat would go on walks in the woods with her, and he would always be waiting for her when she got home from classes. He did have a bad habit of bringing Carlene little gifts, though, some of them still alive. But other than that, he was a calm and ever-present friend. There was one problem. Asumo had one good friend besides Carlene. She met this friend one night when she left the outside kitchen door open and then found Asumo and a skunk in the kitchen eating together from the cat dish. Carlene quickly backed out of the room when she saw the skunk and she waited until he left. That skunk ended up staying around so much that Carlene moved the cat dish outside. She named the skunk Bob, and for the next 2 years, Asumo and Bob hung out together on Carlene's deck. She would come home and see them together and have to wait for Bob to leave before she dared get out of her car. Bob stopped coming around one day, and Asumo truly mourned. He disappeared for a few days looking for his skunk friend, and then Carlene tried to cheer him up with a new cat. But he never took to his new roommate. He only wanted Bob the skunk. Asumo never did make another friend. When he died at 16, Carlene buried him far back on her property underneath a huge rock formation that he used to like to stand on so that he could watch everything. And wouldn't you know it, a skunk family moved into that rock formation the next spring. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to learn more about this new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. We're very proud of the way we handle our cat and dog books because we donate royalties from these books to American Humane. And that helps to support the wonderful humanitarian work they do on behalf of cats and dogs in shelters and also during natural disasters such as hurricanes and wildfires. If you want to hear my past episodes with stories from this book, just subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app and scroll back to hear the prior episodes. Over the next few months, I'll be sharing lots more stories from this book. So keep listening to the huge variety of cat stories that we have. And please tell your family and friends about our podcast. We work very hard to bring it to you, and the more listeners, the merrier. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our other new book, this one about the magic of dogs. I'll be sharing two stories that illustrate how sometimes it's just plain destiny, and a dog is meant to be yours.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.